Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana.
Jeff Bridges says that he's been diagnosed with lymphoma. He says although it's a serious disease, the prognosis is good. He tweeted about it yesterday. He said that he's starting treatment and he's going to keep everyone posted on his recovery.
At least the prognosis is positive and good, you know?
Yeah.
Good outlook for it, so thank God.
Yeah. Netflix has decided not to renew the science fiction drama series Away for a second season, so where it ended is
it's
where
going
it ended.
Away.
I was
going to
say it's Away now.
Yeah, it came out on September 4th. It stars Hilary Swank as an astronaut with a crew headed to Mars, and
bye.
10 episodes, and that was it. So.
Poor Hilary, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I've never heard of the show. Maybe yep. That's part of the reason why.
Yeah, so. I know. It looked like it was big. It was trending for a couple weeks, but I guess not enough.
Trending because people are like, ooh, this is bad.
No. Apple has launched Apple Music TV. It's a 24-hour live stream of music videos, chart countdowns, live shows, kind of like MTV before all of the reality shows hit.
Right.
So we'll see if this is like the new MTV.
All of a sudden they start putting on cribs and things like that.
No. They just ruined it. That
I know.
Ruined it.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
I got a question for you. So just, 30 minutes ago we were talking in Dana's Dirt about Claire from The Bachelorette. And how she now wears a wedding band on her ring finger. If you watch The Bachelorette, you saw it. So it made me wonder, all right, how many people that are not married wear one? And then on the flip side, how many people that are married don't wear their wedding ring? And I was just wondering why, you know? 407-919-1051. Whether you're married or you're single, is there a ring on that finger? And if not, what's the reason behind it?
Kyle didn't like to wear a wedding band. He bought the ugliest, thickest, napkin ring-looking wedding band. He's like, I'm never going to wear this, because he played basketball.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't stand to have it on his hand.
And so he never wore his?
Did he you? He never wore, no.
Did you wear yours?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't bother me at all.
That he didn't wear it?
No, it bothered me that he got one that was so ugly.
Just in case he ever did want to wear it. It's like, you're not wearing that on public.
Yeah.
I love the napkin ring holder description of it. But so Claire does it, she says, because for self-love. It's her promise to herself. It's like her own promise ring that she'll have enough love for herself no matter what happens in the relationship world. And I'm like, okay, I've heard of like servers and people like that will actually wear a wedding band on their hand just to kind of ward off people, to keep them away from them.
Yeah, I used to wear one when I was traveling.
Did you? Just so people wouldn't bug you?
Yeah, I'd wear a wedding band. So it looked like I wasn't necessarily traveling alone.
Okay. Did you find that people would flirt with you more? Because I know sometimes people are like, well, if you're married, that attracts people even more.
Well, with my regular wedding band. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
It's like, oh, look, she's got a wedding ring. She must be available. Let's talk to her. All right, so if you have one or you don't have one, what's the reason behind it? And if you have been married for like 20 years and you're not wearing yours, why? It could be like Kyle, just because he plays basketball or he's just uncomfortable and you don't like the feel of it. 407-919-1051. What's the reason?
Mix 105.1.
Talking about Claire from The Bachelorette. She's not married, but she does wear a wedding ring just because she wants to show self-love. Some people don't wear one at all. They've been married for years. Lori, are you married?
Yes.
Do you wear your wedding ring?
I wear mine. My husband refuses to wear his.
just uncomfortable? It's because of what he does for a living every day, and he just doesn't want to rip it off his finger? Why?
Honestly, he's a high-voltage electrician, so he can't wear it at work.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like the feel of it. He told me when we got married that he was never going to wear it, so we got him, like, this cheap $40 ring, and it sits in the box in the... That's it. That's where it sits.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand being the electrician, not wanting to wear that.
So, I mean, it doesn't bother me because he's a pain in the butt. So good luck to any woman that tries to hit on that.
Thanks for calling, Lori.
Yeah, have a great day.
You
Bye.
Too. Kristen, what about you? Are you married?
I am. I've been married for almost 9 years.
All right. And do you wear your ring?
I do not, because I clean houses for a living, and anything that gets underneath it, it irritates it, and then it gets like a little rash kind of underneath it.
So do you wear it on special occasions or just not at all?
I wear the silicone ones. Those are the ones like when you work out.
Yeah.
But it's just, even sweat will irritate it, so I just don't wear one.
So it's very rare if that diamond wedding band ever comes out of the jewelry box.
No, not really. I'm not that kind of girl where I don't wear a lot of jewelry.
Okay.
I only have like the earrings in my ears that like go, they're supposedly help with headaches. So I don't wear a lot of jewelry as it is. But no, I don't ever wear my wedding ring. I know I'm married. He knows we're married. So
that's all you need.
He better know.
Thanks, Kristen. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix. Let's
go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she didn't.
The Daily Dilemma. With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
All right, I think I'll have some good advice for her on her Daily Dilemma today. See what you think.
I've been dating my boyfriend since I was a sophomore in high school. So it's been almost 5 years now, and he's been my only serious boyfriend. And I can actually see myself marrying him. I'd be afraid to marry him and not have experienced anything else. And I'm just worried that I don't want to regret only being with him my entire life. So a part of me wants to be single and like explore other people, but I also don't want to ruin the chance of a possible future with him or any resentment or anything. And we're also doing temporarily long distance, which makes everything so much harder. So any advice is appreciated.
You know how many people would just kill right now to have a solid 5-year great relationship? You know?
Me.
You got a good thing going on. Listen, I can relate to this 100%. I married my high school sweetheart. We met my sophomore year of high school. Like, this is right down my alley. And if you can picture yourself without this person, if it gives you any kind of heartache or butterflies in your stomach or just imagine not having this person in your life, then guess what? Maybe he is the one and you don't need to experience anybody else.
I mean, maybe, but she's having the thought.
It's there. You know, everybody gets cold feet, I'm sure, at some point.
Well, and she's very young. I mean, I think that your story is rare.
I don't know, because I have like 6 or 7 other couples that I'm still friends with that have all married their high school sweethearts, that they've all been together for the same amount of time. You know, so I know we're kind of a unique group, but I think there's a lot of people that met the one and stuck with it all these years.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be that this is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, if you're having doubt, like, is the doubt coming from within or is it family? It's like you need to meet other people and just see. Just to be sure.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know, like, if the doubt's coming from within or from outside.
Or
if it's not coming from within, then stick with your guy.
Yeah. I always say go with your gut. Go with your gut on it. But, you know, I guess you want to know what else is out there. And
yeah,
she's probably only 20 years old is probably, you know, what it sounds like if she met him 5 years ago as a freshman. So if you've been through something similar, do you have some advice for her? Run or don't run. Stick with what you got. 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
Our Daily Dilemma this morning. She seems to be with the perfect guy for 5 years, but she's wondering, getting cold feet, is there something better out there? And looking for some advice. Mercedes, what do you think?
Hi. I think she should just stick with the guy. I have similar experience. I have my first serious relationship and I'm still married to him. I started dating him when I was 18, 19 and got married 2012. And we've been married for 8 years happily. I think everybody kind of has that what's out there moment. I've had that, but I'm so happy with him and I feel like she should just stick with the good guy because they're sometimes hard to find.
Allie, what do you think?
So my best friend in the whole wide world got married a year ago to her high school sweetheart. And also, they knew each other in middle school as well. And they had crushes on each other and everything. And they kind of broke up in college, or at the end of college, only for 3 years. And every time she went out with someone else, she would always compare that person with the guy she was with or had been with for so long. And I talked some sense into her, and she finally married her high school sweetheart. And they got back together.
Megan, you got some advice for us?
So, like, I think it's normal to be nervous that you've only been with this one person, but I don't think it's rare. Like, I have a lot of friends who are with their high school sweethearts, have been for 15, 20 years, and they're amazingly happy. But then I have friends that, you know, decided to, you know, find somebody else after high school, and those are my friends that have been divorced.
So if you got something good, stick with it. Why give up a good thing?
Exactly. I mean, you could end up thinking you want to go find something else and then realize that you just missed out on the opportunity that could have been your life.
Yeah, I guess if he hasn't done anything and there's no reason for it, you can still go slow. She doesn't have to rush into getting married, but she can still just go slow with it.
Exactly. Yep.
Thanks, Megan. Have a great morning.
Thanks, you too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
One of those conversations we were just kind of having behind the scenes and laughing about, and then all of a sudden, everybody's joined in and everybody's so passionate about Chantel being wrong on this one.
What?
Dana, do you sleep at home with a top sheet, with a flat sheet?
I do.
Okay, me too. And I get hot at night. That's the only thing I sleep with. Half the time it ends up, you know, pushed over to the side or whatever, but I have to have it. Chantel, on the other hand...
I don't use one. I put it right... I won't put it in the trash, but it will go right in the closet. So when I'm lazy and don't wash my flat, like my fitted sheet, mm-hmm. I will put the top sheet down and tuck that in like it's a fitted sheet and sleep on top of it. So it's useful, but I don't like sleeping with it.
Can you change her mind? 407-919-1051. I think this is like a millennial thing or a younger people thing because I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old that don't like using their flat sheets either.
Oh, no. My ex didn't.
He didn't use, he didn't use his?
He didn't like a flat sheet.
It's like the best thing when you go to a hotel, that cold, crisp flat sheet that's on top of the bed. It's like, that's like my favorite part of a hotel.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is that it has to be completely smooth. Like once it starts getting bunched up, you just feel like you're, I don't know, like drowning in stuff, in fabric. So I can kind of get it, but I love a top sheet.
See, hotels, I'm with you there. I will use a top sheet in a hotel room because I crawl in from the top of the bed at a hotel room.
Okay.
So everything stays tucked in and I'm still a burrito.
There you
Nothing gets moved around.
All right.
So those top sheets are different, but if I'm at home, no top sheet.
Krista, what about you? Who do you side with?
No, absolutely not. I cannot stand those things.
Okay, let me ask you a
question. I haven't liked it since I was 5. Sleep is very important to me. And I do not even make my bed. I, like, will sleep on top of my comforter because I can't stand sheets. So I grab blankets, pillows, pile on top of the comforter. That way I never have to make my bed because I'm lazy. I can enjoy my sleep and be in comfort and have tons of pillows and blankets. And I don't have to fight a top sheet. They're very uncomfortable.
All right. So when you go to a hotel, does the top sheet just come off or do you just sleep on top of everything?
I sleep on top of everything. I actually bring my own pillow and blanket. I'm very needy.
So when's the last...
I like my own comfort.
When's the last time you've actually even bought a bottom sheet or a top sheet?
Of course, when you buy them, they come in sets. So
yeah.
I buy the sheet. I will use the bottom sheet, which you know are witchy to even fold those as well. But I usually use them to, I don't know, lie in the garden or give them away.
Cover plants when we get that one cold spell?
Nope, I refuse to use those things. They're like a nemesis to me for some reason. Even my grandma, to this day, I'm 45 years old, will still yell at me, "You need to use your sheet." I'm like, "I'm okay, Mom. I love you. Thanks for caring."
Thanks for your advice. All right, Krista.
Thanks for your
advice, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yep, you as well.
Mara, who do you side with on this one? Are you using a flat sheet or you chuck it?
I chuck it, especially since I got older. And you know what happens to women when they get older, that little menopause stuff, you
okay.
get hot. That top sheet's got to go.
Okay, see, that's why I use a top sheet, is because I sweat at night, I get hot, and I don't want blankets or anything, so I just need something light and thin that gets cool.
Well, the key is when you're sleeping with your husband in your bed and you're both under there, the body heat gets captured under that top sheet.
So you use yours for painting in the garage, that kind of stuff. You don't just chuck it.
Right.
Okay.
Because I paid for it. Why chuck it?
All right. So it's still getting some use. It's just not making it to your bed.
That's right.
Thanks, Mara. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Can you change your mind? You can change my mind. Do you use it or is it just go in the trash? 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
How do you feel about that top sheet on your bed? Who knew that? Over 100 comments already, everybody agreeing that Chantel is wrong for not using it and throwing it away. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a lie.
I know. Do you actually use it, though? I mean, everybody has sheets. Everybody sleeps. So, Sandra, do you use it or you toss yours?
I use a top sheet, especially growing up in Florida without AC, because it was kind of cooling rather than the big comforter. But I use them both, comforter and top sheet. But my son, who is 18... when we go to Bed Bath & Beyond, he won't even have me buy the top sheet. He's like, I don't want it on my bed. It gets tangled around my feet. I just don't like it. And so it's better for us. We only have to buy one sheet.
I think it's just a totally younger thing. You know, same thing. My son.
I think it is.
Thank you.
So I don't know. I don't get it.
I agree. I'm with you. Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Wendy, good morning. What do you do with that top flat sheet?
I use my flat sheet. I think my kids are crazy for not wanting the flat sheet.
It's a total younger thing. It's a millennial thing, I swear. Who doesn't use a top sheet?
I know, they're crazy. They're 19 and 21 years old, and my son started at first probably when he was about 4 or 5 years old, and then my daughter was a little bit older, 7 or 8, but neither of them like the top sheet.
All right. Thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
PJ, good morning. What about you? You use it or no?
Oh, definitely. Always. They're necessary. Yeah, especially in the wintertime, if you're going to use a blanket, it's just really gross to have that against you without having a sheet in between to wash. For the lady who gets the heat trap, 2 twin-size top sheets on your king-size bed. One for him, one for her.
Yeah.
And see, I also think, like, in the summertime, you know, you don't want to use a big heavy blanket when it's still 102 degrees outside in August.
You're
in
inside.
I know, but still.
With the AC on.
Okay, maybe it is 72 in the house, but it just feels weird to use a blanket in the summer.
Yeah, no blankets in the summer, just one top sheet.
Thank you.
Bye.
Chantel, did we change your mind?
No.
You're still going to do your own thing your own way. All right, if you want to weigh in, hit up our Facebook page.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.